Taking a look at the upcoming wrestling season right now with the Ottoman Wheeler boys, and joining us is head coach Tyler Christensen. And coach, as always, appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Coach, you guys pretty excited about this upcoming season. Got some good numbers right now. I know you've only had, you know, a day or so of practice right now, but what's kind of the atmosphere like around the boys program right now?
You know, one day in, I think we got a lot of hard workers. It seems like everybody's willing to dig in and, like, you know, do what it takes for the sport of wrestling. And I think we got a lot of tough kids in the room right now, so I'm eager to see what we can accomplish this season.
What did you guys focus on during the off season to get ready? And did you know that you were going to have some really good numbers this year coming in?
I did not know I was going to have good numbers. It was kind of a surprise to me yesterday. It's a good surprise. I just focused on trying to get the kids that were out last year, you know, get that off season mat time. That's huge to make leaps and bounds above your opponents. So trying to get them on the mat as much as possible. But it was good to see a little over 20 kids in the room yesterday. It's good to have that many numbers, get a lot more looks for the guys, and a lot more competition among them. So
the guys that maybe you weren't expecting that are out now, former wrestlers, young guys, how did they come into the program?
Well, we got a little bit of everything. I mean, we have some freshmen coming in that have wrestled in the past. We have some freshmen that have never wrestled. We have some upperclassmen that have never wrestled. We have some kids that used to wrestle and now are coming back out. So a lot of different looks to look at.
Separated around the weight classes pretty well for you. It sounds like age-wise they're separated pretty well.
Yeah, we got a ton of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. I think we have one senior on the squad, so we're pretty young still. But weight-wise, we'll have to see what all falls into place. We're one day into practice, so we'll have to see where everybody's thinking about going and where they want to try to wrestle at.
You guys are still sharing with Xyre Okrun Kimbleton and IKM Manning on the boys' side of things. Do you get many kids from them districts?
Yeah, we do a fair amount. We got quite a few this year from Xyre. I believe it's around 8 or 9, which is great. That is more than we've had in the past. And then IKM, we just have 2 this year. We had a couple that supposedly are still coming out. Haven't seen them yet, but we take what we can get.
Coach, let's talk about the returners. Who are you going to be leaning on to be the leaders? And are they going to be staying in similar weight classes, or do you see many of these kids moving around a little bit?
I mean, you know, Alex Hansen's back for us again. Mm-hmm. He's a junior this year. I'm sure he's looking to make a lot of noise this year. He's been kind of cut short the past 2 seasons. He's a great kid, hard worker, pretty hard-nosed. We got Jack Stanerson back again, a junior for us. He fell a little short last year. I know he's pretty upset with the way his season ended, and he's also a hard worker, so I'm looking for him to step up and take a leadership role among this team. And, you know, our sophomore, Lane Elmquist, he was a hard-nosed 106-pounder for us last year. I'm sure he'll fall into one of those lower weights again, and, you know, he's capable of taking a leadership role, too, only as a sophomore among our team. So those 3 we'll probably lean on heavily to try to show the new guys or young guys what it means to be a part of Wheeler Wrestling and what's expected.
How, as a coach, do you kind of work things out? You mentioned you got some guys that had never wrestled before you, and you're always going to have that. You've got the veteran guys that have been around wrestling probably most of their lives. How do you mix that up in practice so that the guys that know what they're doing get to work with guys that they know? And then how do you train also those newer guys, because there's a lot to learn about wrestling?
Yeah. I mean, you can always review in the sport of wrestling. You can always get better. No one is perfect at one move or one situation. So it's good to review everything for everyone all year long. And I kind of want to perfect the basics. So some of our more advanced wrestlers are still doing right as long as what the new guys are learning. We just have them do a little higher tempo, and then we'll kind of tweak it every now and then and give them a little bit more technique, a little bit of advanced stuff to help their game. So
what's the style that you want to see this year? I'm sure every guy a little bit different and has their own style, but do you want the guys to be aggressive this year? What's that mentality you want out on the mats?
I'm a big, like, attack style wrestling. We got to score. I want to score first, and I don't want to stop scoring. The moment you get complacent in the match is the moment things start to fall off. So always trying to score points no matter what the situation is the kind of mindset I want our guys to have on the mat.
Do you got a lot of guys after that first day that you feel like have that mindset?
Yeah, quite a few, and I think the rest are coming along. So,
what's going to be the focus for you guys this first week or two before you get into actual meet?
You know, I broke it down the other day that, you know, they did the first hard step of wrestling is showing up the first day of practice. There's a reason that some schools ought to have been in the past, and like we're joined with three schools now, like our numbers are low. You know, wrestling's a hard sport. It's grueling. It's tough. And to show up on the first day is the first step towards success. That being said, I talked about how we have to earn everything we want to achieve. So our big motto this year is kind of earn it. You got to earn it, and you got to work for it, and you can't just think you deserve something just because you're good or just because you're out for the sport. So we're going to earn it this year.
With 20, low 20s out right now, do you feel like you're going to be able to fill a roster this year because you have guys at kind of all that areas for the different weight classes?
Yeah, we'll have to see how the cards fall into place, see if everyone stays out and see who's ready to compete at the varsity level and what weight classes they fall into. I'm sure we'll be a little bit more competitive in the dual scenario just with the more numbers we have, but time will tell.
I know that you're still trying to get guys into the certain areas, so I'm not going to ask you about who could fit into each of the roles, but when you look at the roster, who are some of the other guys? You mentioned three already. Who are some other guys that you feel like could help this team this season?
Yeah, we got a freshman from Ikea Manning Chayton. He'll be a good little weight for us. Pretty hard-nosed kid. He's been wrestling most of his life. And then we have some older guys or some guys that are coming back to the sport. Bryce from Exira, he's a hard-nosed kid. He looks pretty good first day in. And then we've got a lot of other kids, too, that are just keep, like, you know, got to keep climbing the ladder to get better and show us what you got.
How do you like how the schedule, you mentioned duels here a little bit ago. How do you like how the schedule kind of maps out for you guys this year to be able to build the young guys and gain confidence as the season goes on?
You know, it works pretty well. We average probably one duel a week with a tournament every Saturday. I think we only have 1 week where it's two duels in a week, but we got some good practice time in there so our guys can keep learning and keep perfecting that craft. So,
yeah, you guys, the conference always hosts a conference tournament. What's the conference race look like for teams this year? And do you got some individuals that might be fighting for some of those individual conference crowns as well?
Yeah, the Western Iowa Conference is always is tough every year. So, you know, like Underwood, Riverside, Logan are going to be up there towards the top. Missouri Valley is always good. Evoca is good. I mean, I'm sure Evan Hansen is going to do great things with that, replacing Coach McCarthy. There's a lot of tough teams in the WIC. So we'll hold our own this year and see if we can make some noise with a couple weights. And hopefully we just compete and fight hard.
What are some of the biggest things you want to see out of this group this season?
I want everyone to stick with it. That's number one for me. If I can get this whole team to stay with it and get better every day, that will be successful. And if we have that, you know, other bigger things will come. So to get everyone to stick with it and get better every single day will be great.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Looking forward to working with you again this season and seeing how this program continues to grow. So thanks for all the time here today, and best of luck coming up with the season.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Tyler Christensen with the Audubon Boys Wrestling Program.